Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me this opportunity and present my talk entitled Provider Perception of How HIV-Related Stigma Might Impact Care and Adherence to Treatment Among HIV-Positive Latino Patients in the U.S.-Mexico Border Region. HIV infection remains a serious public health challenge around the world, but I want to highlight specifically in this U.S.-Mexico Border Region. The U.S.-Mexico Border Region is defined as along the land area being 62 miles north and south of the international boundary and extends approximately 2,000 miles from Texas to California. The distinction of this border is that it's the only place in the world that a highly developed country with a developing country interact with another 40 million people cross the border every year. And some of the reasons of these people cross the border is for healthcare, to medication, work, family, tourism. Approximately each day, 63,000 persons cross the border from Tijuana to San Diego to work. Specifically, California and Baja California border region is particularly vulnerable to emergence of infection disease, for example, tuberculosis or HIV infection. Along the border, California and Baja California have the highest incidence rates of HIV/AIDS of all the border states. In 2010, California had 367 per 100,000 population, and Baja California 2,000 for the community incidence. It's the highest incidence along the border. In San Diego's southern region, Latinos account for 54% of HIV cases and is the leading group with late diagnosis of HIV/AIDS. Our prior studies in the Tijuana and San Diego among HIV-positive Latino indicate that binational healthcare-seeking practices are common. The retention in HIV care is a real challenge and a problem with people living in both sides. And the low antiretroviral therapy, it's very common. In this study, almost half of the Latino and people living with HIV in this area reported low ART adherence. Some of the factors associated with barriers to HIV care that we found in these studies were HIV-related stigma, more than a year with HIV diagnosis, the use of alternative and complementary care practices, and perceived poor health. What is stigma? According with the definition with Goffman, stigma is the social process that sanctions and devalues an individual due for the attribute characteristic of health condition, specifically such as HIV/AIDS, that is more negatively viewed more than other health illness. Studies around the world have demonstrated the association of HIV-related stigma with low access to HIV care and ART adherence, delay care seeking and HIV disclosure, and it's a barrier to HIV testing. Specifically, in the San Diego-Tijuana border region, we found that Tijuana patients perceive more stigmatized attitudes from the community than San Diego patients. Prior research has focused on measuring stigma among patients, and studies have demonstrated discrepancies between patient and HIV healthcare providers about HIV-stigmatized experiences of their patients affect HIV care. So it is very important if health providers recognize that people living with HIV are suffering or experiencing some point of health HIV stigma, because this can affect, and it is demonstrated that it's a barrier to HIV care. There is limited research about how HIV stigma has effect in different levels in the context of the U.S.-Mexico border. And we know, as in our experience, that some people living with HIV in Tijuana prefer to go to seeking for some health services in the other side, in San Diego, for example, because they do not recognize them as an HIV. Because if they go to some clinic that is for HIV, they can identify in some point. Improved understanding of provider perception and communication surrounding HIV-related stigma could inform interventions to improve physician-patient communication and support them. The objectives of this study, the present qualitative study, were to explore provider perceptions on how HIV-related stigma impacts their patients' care in the U.S.-Mexico border region context, and understand the negative impact of the HIV stigma on HIV care and adherence to treatment from the provider's perspective. This study is based on binational access to care with the principal investigator, Dr. Zuniga, and the project is called Proyecto Acceso, that it was conducted for Latino living with HIV and health providers in both sites, simultaneously in Tijuana and San Diego. It was a cross-sectional observational design that include qualitative and quantitative methods to assess binational healthcare seeking behaviors and explore barriers to care, and applies principles of community-based participatory research. And with our collaborators in Tijuana side, it was AFABIT, that is a non-government agency, and in the U.S. side, it's San Isidro Health Center. Between July and December of 2010, we conducted 19 semi-structural qualitative interviews, 10 in Tijuana and 9 in San Diego. Potential participants were from 7 HIV clinical and social service agencies, 4 in Tijuana, and I want to mention that in difference of the U.S. side, in Tijuana there's a few clinics that is specialized for provide HIV services. So I want to mention that we have the participation of this specific clinic, there it's four, and government and non-government. The eligibility criteria was only that if providers have treated at least 10 HIV positive Latinos, in the case of the U.S., and provide and agree to participate in this study. And we obtained the approval for the bioethics committee in general from the General Hospital in Tijuana and also for UCSD. Our binational research team developed the initiative guide. For example, one of the questions were, can you describe your HIV positive patient's experience with stigma? And also we include the structural questions on provider characteristics. We interview 11 in Spanish and 8 in English. Depends on the preference of the health providers. All interviews were digitally recorded and transcribed verbatim in the interview's original language. And we base our qualitative analysis on the ground truth theory. For the data analysis, team members read complete transcripts to identify initial themes and develop initial coding taxonomy. 3 coders independently apply codes to establish intercoded reliability and coding consistency. If we find any discrepancy of coding, we discuss and consensus achieve and refine the coding taxonomy. Research during the process continuously discuss and reach consensus and emerging themes. Of the 19 participants, 9 were from San Diego and 10 from Tijuana. And in both cities were more male than female. The average, the mean age was 44 years. And in San Diego specifically, 3 were Latinos, 3 Caucasian, 2 Korean, and 1 Greek. The average years for working in HIV positive Latino were HIV positive Latino were 8 in San Diego and 10 in Tijuana. And according with the current position of the clinic, 14 were physician. We did not specify if they were primary care providers with HIV specialist or not, or infection disease, because it's different, the credentials that in Tijuana they're in San Diego. Nurse and physician assistant were 4, and psychologist 1. And our results. Almost all mentioned that HIV stigma could be a result of the lack of knowledge about HIV in the patient's workplace, primarily, among family, and even among health providers, that is not related with HIV care. All providers commented that most of their patients have experienced HIV stigma in different scenarios that is affecting their decisions to initiate treatment and engage in HIV care. And the stigma, according with the responses of the providers, were conceptualized in 3 dimensions. The self-perceived stigma at the individual level, community level, and a structural level that include specifically the health system and also the workplace. In the individual level, patients did not, the providers mentioned them, patients did not really disclose their seropositive status. And also, fear of being labeled as HIV positive affects their medical vision and adherence. And here are some of the examples. And for San Diego provider, they mentioned, I think they are much more fearful of disclosure and other people, family members, friends finding out is judgment. And those factors can also affect adherence and everything else. And similar, this quotes examples from Tijuana provider. At the community level of stigma and HIV care, the providers mentioned that female patients have experienced more rejection and isolation by family and fear from their partner's reaction, and also negatively influenced patients' decisions to continue their HIV treatment and mental health. And it was consistent among Tijuana providers and also San Diego providers. There was more focus on female. There is a patient that even her own children, when they rejected her diagnosis, that HIV positive, she was alone and had many problems such as depression and also had a suicide attempt for not having that family support. So to them, it was very important to have the family close and understand what they are suffering. And also, despite of the consequences of people living with HIV that have experienced the stigma, that is depression, and maybe this other mental problems. At the structural level of stigma in HIV care, and we have found some differences among the perceptions of the providers, health providers in Tijuana and also in San Diego. Among Tijuana providers, they perceive more attitudes, stigmatized attitudes, and the work level and family. Discrimination, isolation, and rejection in the workplace and non-HIV care settings, it was perceived from Tijuana providers. For example, a very specific case, a patient at his work, they found out that he is HIV positive, and he lost his job, had no money, and it was an impediment to continue his treatment. In Tijuana and in Mexico in general, if some of the work or employers find out that they are HIV positive, they had the possibility to not hire, to not employ this person. So this is a very important. And also, it was more in the non-HIV clinics or settings. It was more for dentists, one of the examples that they provide, or surgeons. Conclusions. Providers from both Tijuana and San Diego clinics recognize and describe multiple instances of patient experience HIV stigmatized attitude, that it was very important to us that they recognize the situation of their patients. Most providers from San Diego mentioned that among their patients experience more internalized stigma, a difference among Tijuana providers, they perceive more stigmatized attitudes in the work environment and HIV, non-HIV clinics. Fear of being stigmatized at any level negatively influences HIV care-seeking behavior and affects patients' willingness to take antiretroviral therapy. Interventions in the health system and workplace are needed to increase awareness about the consequences of their stigmatizing attitudes and to reduce barriers to HIV care due to HIV stigma. I want to acknowledge primarily our study participants and collaborators in Tijuana and San Diego and the primary investigator who provide and conduct this very important binational study. Thank you very much.